It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Very few things that I could think of. Now, I know what Peter's been saying, that maybe the NCAA tournament doesn't have the same juice that it used to, but very few things over the years has been able to upstage the first round of the NCAA tournament, because as Don said earlier, it's a blast. You know, all the games Thursday and Friday, all the upsets today, Duquesne beats BYU, all of that. But the Ohtani story has upstaged the NCAA tournament. There's no other way to put it. That's the biggest story in sports. It's one of the biggest stories in the world in sports. It superseded everything. This guy is a global icon. And now he's in the middle of something that very bright people, like the three of us, really can't figure out. So his interpreter, who's with him 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, is an inveterate, degenerate gambler. Such a bad gambler that he lost $4.5 million. I mean, can you imagine how bad a gambler you have to be to lose $4.5 million?
Or you're betting on a lot of money on things.
He's still losing.
But I don't know how much he's losing. If he's betting, you know, $1 million a game, he might only lose four games.
I don't think an illegal bookie can handle that, though.
I don't know where he's. Listen, it's not going to be $1 million a bet, but I'm sure he's not betting $50 a game or $500 a game. I'm sure he's probably betting in the tens of thousands of dollars game. So probably not very good. Or he's just on a really bad run and he's trying to dig himself out of it. Or knew all along, hey, I can throw whatever I can because I've got, you know, a cash cow that I'm attached to that's funding my issue.
Which leads us to all of these questions. If you're dealing with an illegal bookie, now if you deal with FanDuel or DraftKings or BetMGM or Bet365, there are guardrails that you can't lose that much money. You can only lose what you have. You have a credit line attached to it. If you're dealing with an illegal bookie, he's only letting you use. He's not letting you get that deep into him. He's just not. Now the only reason he would is if he wants to cash in somehow. Now, also, why would he think that this guy, who's a translator, who looks like the most unassuming dude in the world, like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, why would he think that this guy has that money? So he had to know, the bookie had to know, there was a connection to somebody with big money. So that's one layer right there. Mm-hmm. Another layer is that Ohtani's people, his handlers, made this translator available to Tisha Thompson of ESPN, their investigative reporter. She did a 90-minute interview with him where he said that Ohtani knew that he got into trouble and wired $4.5 million to the illegal bookie. Then the next day, completely changed the story. Ohtani's people said, this guy stole the money. And now, here's another layer that we didn't even get into at the beginning of the show. The guy stole $4.5 million from you. Don't you think it's incumbent upon you to press charges? And if he doesn't press charges, doesn't that seem a little bit sketchy too? So how could Ohtani not have known? And this is one thing that Peter's pushed back on me on, saying that there are limits to people. I think that limits get erased when people are in big trouble. And when you're down $4.5 million, you can't tell me that a guy who has inside information on the Angels last year and the Dodgers this year, knows all the injuries, knows who's going to play on every team that they're going to play, has all the inside scouting report, knows who's available out of the bullpen for the Angels, knows all of that. He never once said, you know what, I'm in trouble. I got to get out of this. I'm going to bet baseball. These are questions, I think, that have to be asked. And the incredible thing is the Dodgers continue to put up a force field of Shohei Ohtani where he doesn't even have to say no comment. They just don't let people talk to him. The whole thing smells bad.
It does. But I don't know, Michael, if we can necessarily connect the dots. This has anything to do with him betting on baseball. Because it didn't sound like he needed to do that if he had Ohtani being able to bail him out financially. So I think it's probably understood we got to stay away from baseball, because otherwise we're going to be dead here. Because we're associated with it. I don't think he ever wanted to lose his job, Michael. You know, so they probably all thought this is all innocent enough because we're not betting on baseball. And Ohtani's not directly involved.
But not that risky. They weren't risking at all.
Right. So I'm sure they weren't betting on baseball. We're going to find out about that, but I would not be surprised if they weren't betting on baseball. But that doesn't mean they're in the clear, because you're talking about right now a direct correlation between a Major League Baseball player and a bookie because of that wire transfer. That you can't have, because that's a connection that brought Pete Rose down. Because now the 6 degrees of separation exists to where, yeah, maybe it would ever get to the point where, hey, your buddy's in for a lot of money. Forget about the $4 million he owes us. Just make sure the Dodgers don't win tomorrow. Now, Ohtani could tell him to go scratch and then give him the money anyway, but the whole thing of the impropriety now exists because the relation now, there's a connection that Major League Baseball just can't stand for. So for me, that alone is suspendable. You got to do something about that, and then you got to find out how deep this connection was. But the wire transfer proves there was a connection. And now you got to do a deep dive to find out how deep that connection is.
There are so many unanswered questions, and the one of the shockers to me, and listen, there's no secret. I work in Major League Baseball. I love the sport. But you've got to have, you've got to be convinced that all of the outcomes are legitimate. And you cannot have ball players consorting with gamblers. They shouldn't be gambling. And this guy wasn't just, you know, a translator who comes down from the front office and, you know, stands outside the clubhouse and translates for Ohtani. He's in the clubhouse. He plays catch in the outfield with Ohtani. He sets up his training schedule. He is his go-between with the manager. He tells him what Ohtani wants to eat. He drives Ohtani to the games. This is not just anybody. This is a guy deeply embedded. He shouldn't be gambling at all. And in California, I'm sorry, it's not legal gambling. It's illegal gambling. And when you get to $4.5 million, I'm sorry, Peter, this is where you and I disagree. $4.5 million, then you're in desperation. Because I've heard stories, people that are gamblers, they gamble away their life savings. They gamble away the house.
Right.
They gamble away the life insurance. They leave their family destitute. That's what desperation does.
But
you can't tell me $4.5 million is not desperation.
But we don't know. We just don't know what their situation is.
Yeah, because
we don't know how much
he bet before. Well, it's not desperation for Ohtani.
No, and maybe it wasn't desperation for him because he knew he was connected to Ohtani and Ohtani would bail him out. Like, if Ohtani was able to wire $4 million to a bookie, he probably knew, Ohtani's got my back. He's going to cover me. He must have known Ohtani's going to cover me. So I don't think he would ever get desperate to where he would start betting on baseball or having his legs broken, because he probably figured Ohtani's going to bail me out.
So let's play this game, okay? Let's play a game of what's worse. Ohtani paying $4.5 million to an illegal bookie, let's say he did, and it wasn't stolen.
Right.
Or Pete Rose.
Well, Pete Rose still...
Pete Rose is worse.
He was betting on baseball.
Right.
Now, he was betting on his
that's
team.
Worse.
He was betting on his team to win, but you've said many times, even betting on your team to win means I'm going to use Rob Dibble for a two-inning save on a Thursday and compromise my game on Friday because I've got money on the game on Thursday. And now your team loses on Friday. Now, Pete Rose hated to lose, so it's hard to believe he would ever do that. But in desperate situations with money on the line, he certainly was making decisions based on money, not baseball.
What's worse, Ohtani, $4.5 million wired to an illegal bookie, or the Astros?
It's the Astros, because they compromised the integrity of the game.
I agree.
Because
it's not going to be treated that way. This will be treated like a bigger deal.
No, it's not being treated at all. They're not even looking into it.
Yeah.
Well, let's wait and see where this thing goes. It's been 24 hours.
Well, the thing is that right now the FBI is going to investigate. And then Major League Baseball will react off of what that investigation gives us. And if the investigation gives us the best case scenario for Ohtani, that he was just funding his buddy's gambling addiction, what does Major League Baseball do to a player for transferring via wire $4 million to an illegal book, a bookie? What kind of suspension or what kind of punishment?
I don't think if he was the one wiring money to an illegal bookie, I think he has to be suspended. I don't think it's a life suspension like Pete Rose, unless they prove that there's baseball games being bet on. Then I don't care who he is; he should be suspended for life. If there's any betting on baseball, that's a very clear rule. You're out.
Right now,
even with a legal on an app, you can't bet on baseball.
Now let's just say now let's take it this way, because it sounds like you're not going to get anything catastrophic if this had nothing to do with baseball and just his association with gamblers. What if we were to find out that $4 million he funded was a bet that his interpreter made on a baseball game?
And he knew about it?
Yeah.
Life.
Because again,
you keep saying, Don, all you have to do is get a hold of him and go, if you're somebody in the underworld, the Dodgers have to lose today.
Yeah. But Ohtani's defense.
Or we're going public with this.
But is it feasible, guys? As ignorant as it would be for Ohtani, if Ohtani just said, listen, this guy's really important to me, and he had a problem, and he really needed me, and he needed that money right away, and I just wired it to him. Yeah, I should have told Major League Baseball. I should have gotten them involved, but I didn't want to get him in any trouble. I didn't want to get him fired. I love this guy. He's a dear friend of mine. He's very important to me. He's my interpreter. He's my everything. I was just helping my buddy who had a problem. Can he get sympathy through that? Where, listen, I'm not a gambler. I'm not a bad guy. He wasn't betting on baseball. All I'm guilty of is trying to bail my buddy out. Yes, it was illegal what I did, but can't that get looked upon by everybody and just say, you know what? Yeah, you gotta slap him on the wrist, but let's not kill him.
He was just
a good guy trying to help out a buddy. Again, I'm painting the best possible
picture.
Sometimes
you get in trouble for hanging around with bad people. And he's not just hanging around. They're together constantly. All right, another one. What's worse? If he paid a legal bookie $4.5 million knowingly, wired it to him, or the guys who did steroids?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Because there are people that think steroids is like the cardinal sin because you mess with the integrity of the game. Like, there are people that look like what was done with the PEDs is the same thing the Astros did. You cheated. Now, there are other people that don't care. So, I mean, for me, I still think the PEDs are worse because you really just messed with everything. You messed with all the numbers. You messed with the results of games. You really compromised a lot of things. So, for me, it's still PEDs. Peter?
Fundamentally, well, it depends. If he bet on games involving himself, then it's that.
And also, well, PEDs, for the most part, yeah, they're trying to improve their performance. But if they improve their performance, their team's going to win more. So it's ill-gotten gains. I get that. But
it's all with the same
Peter,
goal.
If there's baseball involved in this, this is worse.
I think if baseball's involved in this, it becomes a gigantic story that eclipses every other story, even essentially Pete Rose, because it's not like Pete Rose was an active player.
I really, maybe I'm just a slave to the moment, but you know, the baseball season hasn't even begun yet. I can't imagine this goes back that far to last baseball season. I don't think he was betting on baseball. And it doesn't seem to be any evidence right now that he did. Now, obviously, I think this is just a guy bailing out his buddy.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though. We keep cavalierly saying that, right? Even billionaires are not cavalierly bailing out a buddy with $4.5 million. That's a lot of money, man. $9 million before taxes.
But this is his interpreter. This is a guy that's with him every single day. So, listen, we've seen interpreters, Michael, come and go. This guy was more than just an interpreter. Sounded like they had a very, very close relationship where this guy was involved in every entity of his life. I'm not saying he was happy about doing it,
this
but I think he bailed.
In 2021.
I think he bailed this guy out because they're close. He needs him for whatever reason. He feels comfortable with him being around. He probably didn't want any of this to get out. He didn't want him to lose his job. That's why he didn't report it to Major League Baseball, because he would eventually have been asked to leave, and he didn't want that to happen. So, yeah, it was probably the closeness of the relationship bailed him out, but I think Ohtani wants him there. And Ohtani wanted to keep this relationship going, well, and that's what he needed to do to keep the relationship going.
Here's the thing that sends up the warning flag to me. Ippy's initial connection with the ESPN reporter, he said that Ohtani freely wired. He stood there and watched on the computer. He freely wired $4.5 million to this illegal bookie. So that implicates Ohtani.
Yes.
Ohtani, I think, would be suspended, even if there's no baseball involved,
yes,
for actually wiring. That's why the story changed within 24 hours.
Right.
Where now this guy is saying, or the Ohtani people are saying, this guy stole the money. Which begs the question, who has access to somebody's $4.5 million? Don, honestly, who has access? Who can actually do a wire transfer without the person's knowledge? If it was done, it kind of speaks to the lack of intelligence of Shohei Ohtani. It really does. How do you allow somebody to have access to $4.5 million of your money? Again, Ohtani's very wealthy. He's not quite a billionaire. $4.5 million is a lot of money. I know some wealthy people, they would notice $45 million that were gone.
Yeah, but are they essentially kids who are getting handed hundreds of millions of dollars over the next several years?
Ohtani's 30, though, Peter. He's not a baby.
He's not a baby, but this is still a unique... The friends you know with lots of money over time found a way to accrue it, and you know them in their 50s, and they have, you know, a good amount of money. This is a guy who's richer than God at 30 years old. You know, I don't know that they were thinking about it in a logical way.
But is it just as simple as, yeah, it hurt to give it to him, but the alternative is losing him, and he didn't want to lose him. He was
I don't know if Don's right, but I will tell you this. It was a very noticeable relationship between those two. Like, it was like you've never seen. Like, the Yankees have had Japanese players, and they've been close with their interpreters, but when they went home, they went home. These two were inseparable.
Well, and so was he just knowingly funding his best friend's addiction because he wanted him around desperately?
See, but again, if he's smart, he's got so... I mean, Ohtani is an industry. Wouldn't he at some point have gotten other people... How do we deal with this, dudes? Well, what are we doing here? How do I get out of this?
I don't know.
But I think he might have a God complex. He doesn't have to do what other players do. He doesn't have to deal with the media. He's not forced to. The Angels tiptoed around him, let him do whatever he wanted, let him show up whenever he wanted, let him work out whenever he wanted. And the Dodgers are doing the same thing.
Right.
Can you imagine this guy hasn't even answered a question about this yet?
No, so if it's the God complex, Michael, then let's open up that door. If he feels like he's untouchable, how do we know that he wasn't involved in betting? Like, maybe he was betting through this guy. And because of this unusually crazy relationship, going back to Greg Anderson, knowing that if it ever came to a head, this guy would take the fall for him. So, hey, let's bet. I'm going to give $4 million because, you know what? This guy's made me a fortune with the betting he's been doing. Now he's in a little bit of trouble. I'm going to bail him out, knowing that he's going to get a percentage of his winnings down the road. Like, I don't know what kind of relationship that they had. But if he's got a God complex the way you're talking about, and he felt like he was untouchable, and he's thinking, well, at least I'm not betting on baseball, so what's going to happen to me?
And I really do believe that this guy would take a bullet for Ohtani. Right. So if he has to go to jail, you're the one who brought up Greg Anderson. I think it's a great point. I think he would go to jail for Ohtani, and he knows that he'd be taken care of.
So if you know that.
I don't know if Greg Anderson was ever taken care of. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea either. But like, but we've seen a history where somebody will actually take the bullet for their guy. And if you're Ohtani and you know he would do that, then how do we know that he hasn't been, all this money being bet was for Ohtani?
Okay, so that leads to the final point that we're trying to, you know, parse this down to a pure form. Major League Baseball, with everything that doesn't add up, And we opened the show saying this: none of this passes the smell test. Major League Baseball has wiped its hands and said, we're good. He's a victim of a crime, and we're not investigating. Now, I know what you're saying about the FBI, but we're good. We're not investigating. I looked it up during the break. Do you know when they were investigating Alex Rodriguez, Bud Selig hired 50 people and paid $50 million to track down what Alex did? $50 million. Well, this guy, we're okay? We're not going to look into it? It doesn't make sense.
If I'm right, and it's they just want the FBI to do the investigation, then you have to issue a statement saying we're going to fully cooperate with the FBI in their investigation. Like, let it know that you're on board with this.
Yeah, but you know what? If you do that and, like, Ohtani's being investigated, they've got to sit him down. And I don't think they want to sit him down. So that's why they're saying we're not investigating him. And they don't want to say that about the FBI investigating him. How are you letting him play? Because, you know, people that are you know, sexual abusers, they get shut down right away if they're being investigated. They're not allowed to play.
Well, and it goes back to the Astros situation. He gave autonomy to the anonymity to the Astros because he wanted to go deeper. And so basically those guys got away with cheating and didn't get anything. And then you're going to have this go on and Ohtani's going to play? But eventually the FBI is going to have to come down with their findings. And then what are you going to do? You're going to have to. You just can't say, well, that's the FBI, but we didn't find anything, so we're just going to let them play? It's funny. You went after Alex. No problem going after Alex. It's weird.
And they went after the Astros hard. Now, the players got off because...
The Jays.
They ended up giving testimony, and they were given immunity. But they went after them. They investigated it. And again, I can't amplify this enough. If you transfer money via wire, you must be called by the bank to verify that it is you. So if a bank sees $4.5 million being transferred, really? They never checked to see if it was really Shohei Ohtani? Because it says on the wire transfer, Shohei Ohtani. That doesn't make Major League Baseball think, this doesn't sound kosher. None of it does. None of it. It stinks to high heaven.
Well, if you're Major League Baseball, you have to get out in front of this. You have to. You just can't say we're good and just leave it alone. It would look awful.
Hinkie Haynes listens to the show. Tweeted out, let's be honest, Michael would turn in Jody to the police before wiring $4.5 million to a bookie to pay gambling debts. And I would. I'd say, honey, you have a problem. You have to go away.
And you'd send her to jail.
Yeah. Wow. You have to pay the piper.
You would not.
I would. I wouldn't. I wouldn't bail her out the $4.5 million. Take money away from my kids.
But you don't want to take their mother away either.
No, she's the one who gambled, not me.
No, but if you have a chance to do something to keep the family unit whole, you would do that and then deal with it on the side.
I think the limit for me would be like $4,500.
Right. Michael, obviously, it's all about how much you make. But you would do anything to bail her out of the situation and then deal with it later.
No, because people have to pay for bad things.
No, because your family, if there's a way to keep the family unit whole,
I would have
and
the
then
kids
deal
visit
with it on the side, that's the best
weekend.
Case scenario.
The kids would visit her in jail every weekend.
Peter, you hear what I'm saying to you?
No, you can't send your wife to jail. You just can't.
You just can't send your wife to jail.
I guess you can't send Ippy Mizuhara to jail either.
But it's a similar situation. Like, yeah, it sounded like they were almost married to each other. He did not want the situation to change. He didn't want to lose him. So he did everything he could to keep it going. And that's what you would do as a father and as a husband. Now, you deal with it on the side and say, Jody, this is it, man. You got to get help. But in that moment, you're not going to want to see your family structure come apart and watch your kids watch their mom go to jail.
They all have to learn a lesson. So he bailed out Ippy, right? He bailed out Ippy.
Yeah.
And now the whole world's falling apart. So who did it benefit?
But if he got away with it.
But he didn't. You don't get away with this stuff.
But if he did, and that's where his ignorance comes in, His thinking is, if I did, then I'm able to keep my guy. Now he lost his guy. Now it's the worst of it. Now he's in trouble, and he still got fired. And now the relationship is already now. It was a desperate situation, I'm sure. I mean, you're wiring $4 million.
Four and a half.
My God.
What a mess. Peter, now that we're talking about gambling, why don't you tell us about FanDuel?
Well,
not what
guys,
you want.
No, but what you don't want really is busted brackets, okay? Because FanDuel, which, by the way, is perfectly legal for adults, it lets you bet on every game of the tournament, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, all right? Time to go dancing on America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins, all right? You know, I'm all in on the Catamounts to take out the Dukies. $200, all right, if you win. To use on point spreads, money lines, you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just go to FanDuel.com/Peter and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and over and physically present New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. All right, guys, New York, listen up. Peter Rosenberg here for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Come get some. And right now, come get a 2023 Jeep Gladiator for up to 30% off MSRP. That's right, up to 30% off MSRP. Don't forget about their 7-year, 100,000-mile certified pre-owned warranty on all certified pre-owns, all during the Jeep Celebration event. Shop now, 24/7, securitydodge.com.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
NCAA updates. It looks like there's no more head state in the in the tournament. 84-63, Illinois leads Morehead State. 2:15 remaining in the game. Oregon 48, South Carolina 37. So that's an upset because Oregon... an 11 seed, South Carolina 6 seed, but that's early. 14:53 remaining in the second half. And 1:30 left in the first half. Nevada leads Dayton 30-25. Finals, Michigan State 69, Mississippi State 51. Duquesne beat BYU 71-67, 11 beating a 6. Creighton 77, Akron 60. And Arizona beat Long Beach State 85-65. So that's where we are. A lot of games tonight as well. Also, North Carolina ends Wagner's dream 90-62, a 1 beating a 16. And tonight we have Colorado State, Texas, Oakland, Kentucky, McNeese and Gonzaga, South Dakota State and Iowa State, St. Peter's and Tennessee.
Oh,
North Carolina State and Texas Tech, Samford and Kansas, Drake and Washington State. So That's what we have in the NCAA tournament. Also, Drop Madness is taking place.
You kidding me?
We're not seeing the voting turnout that we would expect. So let's go to X.
Something's not good.
I mean, it's decent numbers, but we want more. We want to knock people's socks off.
I haven't even looked.
I thought it was pretty good when I looked early on.
It's pretty good. Is that what we want, Don? Do we want to accept?
Well, we also
good?
Have another way people can vote. So I don't know how much that's taken away.
No, but I don't think you could vote that way.
That's where you can find the drops.
Yeah, you
oh,
can
I
find
see.
The drops.
I thought we were talking about voting. Well, I'm just looking at the Richard Goh versus Bob from Warwick. That's almost we're over 1,100 votes there.
That's not special, Don. No, Michael's right. We should have a standard for ourselves, for God's sake.
I mean, really? I mean, we're accepting like mediocrity, Don. Is that what you're doing?
I'm looking to see if there's anything really close.
I mean, Soiled Yourself is just running away with things, as you can expect.
I'm not really the only. Well, this is close. The Cronkite versus Peter and Michael Giffen is 56-44. That's not bad. That's close.
See, people turn out for votes when they expect it to be close. So that I think that's holding the vote down. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Basie, I think, in New Jersey. I think that's Basie. How you pronounce the name. Basie, baby. Bebe, gone. Let's go to James in Belleville.
Michael, Don, Peter, good evening to you three.
What's How you up? Doing?
Hey, listen, three things. First, with the Giants, Sexy Dexy to restructure. That was very good. Showing they're still, you know, working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that attitude, you know, with everything that's taking place. Number two, with the Ohtani, you know, X is funny. You know, the memes and stuff that's on there. But I was going in to vote for, you know, for the Drop Madness, but I saw this. And it's just a picture of him and his translator. And it says, Shohei says, I mean, it's Alonzo's walk year. I'd pick him to win MVP. He's probably going to hit 60-plus home runs. And the trainer says, all right, cool. I'll put $250K on it. Now, that's X. It's memes. But, like, we really need to know what was going on. There was a big translation barrier so that really only them two know exactly what was going on. And lastly, guys, the Drop Madness, you know, going to vote. But, you know, just going to the soundboard, I can't get through it. It's hysterical. Like, it's the soundboard is creating hysteria.
We love that.
Like, it's impossible. I was in tears. I said I had to call you guys.
I love hysteria.
God bless, God bless you guys, all three. Love
Thanks,
y'all.
Shane.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Let's go. You hear that, guys?
Friend.
Hysteria.
Peter's friend Chauncey in Westwood.
No.
Chauncey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to talk about, you guys were talking the other day about, you know, baseball doesn't appeal to the younger audience. I mean, I'm on the younger side, so I have a pretty good perspective on it. You know, these kids, they're growing up, you know, TikTok is now becoming the most popular social media. What that app does, and most social media does, it just kills your attention span. And baseball is doing a really good job with the pitch clock. That was a great addition. But it's just, you know, one pitch, you know, you got to wait. You know, a lot of kids don't have the attention span to sit there, wait for the next pitch. And, you know, it's the complete opposite of, you know, hockey or basketball, where there's constant action. You have to constantly pay attention to what's going on.
I essentially agree with what you're saying, Chauncey, but, you know, football's not fast-paced. That's the most popular sport in the country, at least. It's not fast-paced at all.
But it also
There's
works.
40 seconds between plays.
But it also works, too, even though it's kind of changing with the Thursday nights and Monday night and all that. It's a one-week investment. You know, let's watch the game, and then you don't have to worry about another game next week. You want to get the kids to sit there and watch a three-hour baseball game, and, oh, we're going to do it again tomorrow. Like, so there isn't that once a week where I'll commit myself to watching, even though it may not be fast paced. It's only once. Like, would football be as popular, Michael, if it was played every day like baseball is?
It's almost played every day now.
Yeah, but not your team. You know, I mean, the one aspect that
no, that's
you
a good point. If your team played every day, it wouldn't get 40 million people watching it every day.
I'm up to the point now that I don't think anything hockey and baseball can do that can make it anything more than a regional sport. I mean, people are going to love their teams, but you're not going to get people to watch games that don't involve their teams. Football can do it. Basketball can do it because there's not that many players in basketball. Football's just once a week. But for a regional sport, Michael, you can get, you know, Charlie into the Yankees and I can get Marco into the Mets, but can I really honestly think that he's going to sit there every day and watch even 2.5 hours of baseball? Now, maybe once a week, yeah, but then, you know, I'm sorry, their attention span's not just going to allow it to happen.
I've always said this about baseball. The pace of play was a problem, and I think they helped correct it last year. But in every other sport, and I've said this on the air before, so if you've listened to the show since 47, you've heard me say it.
Sure.
Every other sport, games on the line, LeBron has a ball in his hand. Luka has the ball in his hand. Hockey, the best hockey player has the puck on a stick. The quarterback is handling. If they want to really shock the world, 8 innings, the lineup goes the way it goes. 9th inning of a game, you could send up whomever you want. Judge, Soto, Stanton, in whatever order you want. Then you're going to see the stars in the biggest moments with the game on the line. That's a difference maker. Because the Yankees could be down by 1 in the bottom of the 9th inning at Yankee Stadium. 45,000 people there. And you know what? Aaron Judge might not ever get up.
Nope.
Yeah, but if it was basketball, LeBron's taking that shot. Or he's dishing it off. Aaron Judge will have nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
In every sport. In the biggest moment of the game, the keyest moment of the game, the most important players are on the ice, on the court, or on the field. Right? In the biggest moment, the quarterback's got the ball. All of his weapons are there at his disposal to try to drive, and the best defensive players are on the other side of the line. Even in hockey, where you play 20 minutes of a 60-minute game, when the Rangers were down a goal to the Jets in the final seconds, you know, Kreider, Zibanejad, Panarin, they're all on the ice. They're all there to try to get that goal. But you're right, 3-2, bottom of the 9th inning, game 7 of the World Series. If it's 7-8-9 in the order,
then it's 7-8-9.
Then there's no Stanton, there's no Judge, there's no LeMahieu. You know, it's technically the 3 worst hitters to try to win you the game.
Speaking of LeMahieu, he did run in the outfield today, didn't hit, said it feels a little bit better, but time's running out.
It's getting late early.
Ready for Thursday.
And what's the next opportunity for Judge? Is it Saturday?
No, he played yesterday and hit.
Right.
So he looked good. He had a double.
Okay. Oh, that's
so
right. Yeah.
Came out of it okay. And I'm not sure if he played today. They play the Mets tomorrow, which we'll have on Yes at 1 o'clock. So, but there is rain in the forecast, so I guess you'll tune in to find out. We'll see if he plays then. They don't seem to doubt that Judge is going to be ready.
Okay.
JJ in North Carolina. JJ.
JJ.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Middle of eating here. I think, sorry. For the Yankees, right? I think if LeMahieu doesn't come back, I wanted to ask you, Michael, doesn't make it to opening day, what would be the best option for third base? Would they bring up somebody or, because now Peraza's out, would they go sign a free agent like a Brian Anderson, Gene Segura? What's your thoughts on that? And then also, you guys were talking on Tuesday about the Pusick not being done. Was kind of upset that it's not really a fair punishment, and we need to bring back a lot of pain, maybe sawing off some arms. I think the Pusick was actually pretty good punishment considering how bad it looks. Michael kind of looks, it doesn't even look like an actual human being. It's absolutely, I mean, Peter, you would be proud. It's absolutely pug. So, I mean, there's no getting by what happened here. But I understand Don's frustration with usually Michael's kind of the complainer, but it turns out okay for him. But this one, I think it was a fair punishment.
Well, I mean, JJ, Don's favorite movie is Let There Be Blood. That's what he wants punishments to be.
Will there be blood?
Whatever.
I just want to have something exciting. Get a
Well, I'm sorry I don't grow hair that quick.
No, but I took it. See, I got beat up the other day on Tuesday for overreacting. I got upset because of the fact that Michael was going to tap out, Peter. I'm done. I'm not going to do these punishments. And like, was it really that bad that he's all out?
But don't you want him to feel it was bad?
But not
Thank
to the point
you,
where
Peter,
he's going to quit.
You get it.
That's the point. No, but he didn't quit.
I know,
just
but he
talking.
Still threatened to quit, and it still ended up being, it wasn't as repug as the caller made it out to be. He didn't have to keep it for all that long. It wasn't that big of a deal. But if you got dunked in sour cream,
sour
that's
cream.
A punishment.
You know what? I'd much rather get dunked in sour cream than grow that pusick.
Hmm?
How would you get that much sour cream?
I don't know. That's a good question. But you get a sponsor, is what you do.
Let's take a moment here. What is the worst punishment of the last many years?
Well, if you listen to Michael, like I don't buy into the Whopper because Whoppers are wonderful.
But
I do.
It's not to me.
But I do. Buy it. I do think wearing the Ranger equipment was fun, and it really was uncomfortable for you. To have to watch the whole game, walk around Madison Square, even though you signed autographs, took pictures, and Jim Dolan sat with us for a period and a half. I really felt for you that day.
There are people out there who think that would be punishment enough.
Well, the last part of that?
Yes.
But I don't know. What do you think? What's been the worst?
I wasn't there for the Rangers thing. I can see how that was at least legitimately annoying. You had to like go and wear the stuff and be there for hours. But
Dave Maloney hates me because of it.
He does.
Because he thinks that I was making fun of the team.
But
which I wasn't.
No,
but he felt it was a very pedestrian point. Because they thought, what, wearing a Ranger jersey is punishment? No, it's dressing up like a yo-yo, walking around Yankees, walking around.
That's the point.
It wasn't just the sweater. It was the uniform.
It was the helmet, the pants, the pads, the gloves. It was uncomfortable. The other thing, too, because I know he legitimately does not like ketchup. And even if you like ketchup, I don't know if you like sucking it right out of the packet like he had to
do. That was at the old ESPN zone, remember?
Yeah, that was I think that was like the first punishment.
Yeah.
I felt for Michael then too, because that's tough, Peter, right? Even if you like ketchup, that's a lot of ketchup and ketchup by itself.
Trooper. Sucking ketchup out of a packet's gross.
The crickets,
don't
you mean?
Let's not blow past the
crickets. Were bad.
The crickets were.
That was awful.
That probably.
See, you got the audio there, guys. It's one of the great sounds we've ever had on this show. I did it. It really happened. And we made something work. It was during the pandemic, guys, when people needed us. They were home. They were bored. They were in need. And we delivered. I delivered.
Well, as they're searching for that, jump in the spring at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle and take advantage of special lease and finance offers on and GLC class vehicles. American Express cardholders can take advantage of additional incentives on most models. Choose from sedans or SUVs, gas or electric. They've got a car for everyone. Visit the showroom or start the process online at mbnewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
All I want to know, so are we picking the good guys and the bad guys? So if Alex Rodriguez had the same story where he's paying off his assistant's gambling debts, you'd think they would just say, we're good, we're not going to investigate him. So you're just investigating the people that you think are sacrosanct to the sport. Let me tell you what, if Ohtani is guilty of this, the sport will survive. It will survive just fine. You can't have somebody who's in this nefarious world of gambling, you can't let him just get away with it. And you've got to at least investigate it. I guarantee you, if it was A-Rod, they'd have people at his house commandeering his computer. Not just the FBI. So, okay, we don't like Alex, so we're going to really go after him. But Ohtani, you know, everybody's favorite. Yeah, we're good. It doesn't make sense. I earned it today, let me tell you. What's the standings for the week now? It's 1-1-1 and a caller, right?
Yeah, I think that's
1-1-1
right.
No, 1-1-1 and Joe Torre.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, tomorrow's a big day.
Big day.
Big day. Lots to do. Let's go to Dan in Stony Brook. Dan?
Gentlemen, I think there's probably nobody better to talk about this than the three of you. I feel like it has to be discussed that if there's a racial impact here, if this was not Shohei and Epe, I feel like it would be a different response from the league, maybe even from the media. No, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure why, but for whatever reason, there's not a huge response to this right now. And I think part of me thinks that if these people, I mean, you know, you could even go like the name Pete Rose, like, but if these names were something like, you know, Juan or Carlos, from the Dominican Republic instead of Japan.
Well, I mean,
reaction from the league.
That up. You know, I mean, you're not saying anything to back that up. I mean, it's just how your mind is working.
Well,
I think it has something to do with his star level, not the fact that he's Japanese.
Well, does he mean that baseball's not doing anything, or that people aren't making as big a deal?
No, he specifically said. Baseball not doing anything. Now, I think they went after Alex because they didn't like Alex.
So, but he glossed over Pete Rose, who's not from the Dominican.
Dominican Republic.
Pete Rose was a huge figure in the game. Even though he was done, pretty much, I guess he was just a manager at that time, or was he still a player manager? I think he was just a manager still.
He was just a manager at that point.
So, I just don't think it's just his star level. I don't think it has anything to do with race. I think it has to do with star level. I think that if we found out that this was, throw any player out, Michael, of very little circumstance, first of all, it wouldn't be that big of a story, and you'd probably hear that he's immediately suspended until further investigation. But with Ohtani, you know, you're in South Korea right now because of him. You know, it's a big deal. He's playing for the Dodgers. That's the number two market in the country. He's one of the biggest stars, if not the biggest stars in the sport. So they're playing it a little cautious, but at some point they're going to have to answer it. If they find out he did something, I'm sure they're going to come down on him. They're going to have no choice. But right now, I think they're kind of soft-shoeing it because of who he is.
Let's go to Matt in Manhattan. Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Yeah, nothing much. Yeah, I think we were on. I mean, the guy's a global cash cow for the baseball. They don't want to know if he bet. They don't want to know. Number two. And number two, I mean, if they don't have proof that he bet on anything, there's really nothing here. He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, if he paid off an illegal gambler, that there's something wrong there.
Well, illegal gambler, in what?
Bookie.
The bank doesn't know him as an illegal gambler. his wire went through. So from a fraud perspective, he just wired money.
No, but it's not fraud. It's
not. He wired money to a criminal.
Right. It's his connection to the underworld.
This guy's not a criminal. I don't think he's a criminal.
He's been arrested.
Major League Baseball does not want a player that has a direct connection to something to illegal gambling. That's the problem.
It doesn't look great. It doesn't look great, but the union's not going to allow that to happen, right?
The union will fight for him.
Yeah,
but,
of course
you know.
They're going to fight, and MLB doesn't want that. They don't want to fight
I said in the 3 o'clock hour, Matt, if they are not looking into this, in my opinion, because they're afraid of what they'll find.
Right. But the FBI is going to find something, Michael.
If there's something to be found.
Right, and they're crossing their fingers and toes, there's nothing. But here's the deal. If all they find is he's been funding this guy's gambling addiction and wired $4 million to a bookie, I think he's got an answer to that. Right? I mean, there's got to be some sort of discipline for that.
There could be an easy way out of that, though. If they would just have to present that he was unaware, you know, of exactly what was happening. And he was lending money to a friend. I mean, I don't know how easy it'll be to prove that he was in on it in any way aware.
He didn't wire the money to Ippy. He wired the money to the guy.
Now, did he know the guy was an illegal
to the bookie?
Gambler?
Yes, he wired the money to the bookie.
Oh, now, is it possible?
That's what they uncovered when they investigated the bookie.
Right. So for him to not know that was a bookie, like you're not going to ask, who am I sending $4 million to?
That's kind of impossible.
Right.
Yeah.
So if there's that connection, I think he has to answer to that connection. That doesn't mean a year suspension. Doesn't mean kicked out of baseball. But I think it has to be disciplined in some way.
Can I ask you a question, though, Michael?
Anything.
Why is the sky blue? Why is water red? No, let's go back for a second. Earlier in the program, you talked about how this all started with an interview. Why were they having this? Why was this guy doing an interview in the first place?
Because ESPN had uncovered that he had a gambling issue and that there was money transferred. ESPN, Tisha Thompson, was uncovering this.
So she just somehow found out that the translator had this situation?
I guess so.
How does that even happen?
Well, because this guy was, maybe there's a government informant. This guy was being investigated. They found Ohtani's name on a $4.5 million bank transfer.
Why did he agree to be interviewed?
Yeah, and what was the benefit there?
He didn't agree. The Ohtani people made him available to her. That's where all of this falls apart.
How does that make sense? Why would they have done that?
It doesn't. Well, we're going to find out the winners of Drop Madness for this round, at least, and a big E&N coming up. White Plains has done it again, winning their third consecutive Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Dealer Recognition Award in recognition of a very successful celebration last weekend. They'll be extending special offers on select models, as well as prizes with the purchase of a new vehicle until March 23rd when you RSVP. Visit their showroom in White Plains or explore online at mbwhiteplains.com. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.